In Russia, Vladimir Putin is facing what some are calling the biggest political and economic crisis of his presidency. At issue is the jailing of Russia's richest man, Mikhail Khodorkovsky, and a power struggle between Kremlin loyalists and members of the country's business elite, commonly known as the oligarchs. To help us understand the situation in Russia, Day to Day's Madeleine Brand spoke with Margot Light, professor of international relations at the London School of Economics.
Professor Light, what's going on here? Apparently the so-called hawks within the Kremlin are pushing Russian President Putin to be harder on the oligarchs. So who are they and what do they want?
Well, there seem to be three groups within President Putin's entourage who are vying for influence over him. One group is a group that he put in their places. They are former KGB officers that he gave jobs to. The other is the group that he found already there, which is usually called the family because they supported Yeltsin's family and were put in their position by Yeltsin. And the third group is a group of liberal economists that he brought with him from St. Petersburg. It seems that the hardliners, the power people, are moving against the oligarchs, and particularly against those oligarchs who are showing interest in politics and who have the potential to somehow threaten Putin's position. And those are the oligarchs that they're going after.
Right, and Khodorkovsky being one of them because he supported the opposition.
But also there are also rumors that he had his eye not on the next presidential election, but on the one after that in 2008. So these would be reasons why Yeltsin, quite apart from his power people, Yeltsin himself might be pleased to move against him.
Now, today, Russia's prime minister bucked Putin and the Kremlin by saying that he's very troubled by the government's move to freeze the assets of the oil company Yukos. And that freeze has now been partially lifted. What do you make of all that?
Well, I found that freeze quite an extraordinary thing to do in that even before they'd done that, the market had been very badly influenced by Khodorkovsky's arrest. And Russia wants to attract foreign investment. It's an extraordinary thing to do to make it less attractive for foreign investments to come in and make it seem like a more threatening environment. The point about the Prime Minister, however, Kasyanov, is that he is also one of the Yeltsin family. In other words, he was there already when Putin came to power. And there have been many rumors over several months that Kasyanov is about to lose his job. So he probably feels quite threatened himself.
The Russian government is saying that Yukos owes about $1 billion in taxes. So what's wrong with the government saying we want that money back?
I think that there's nothing against it. And the whole privatization in process in Russia in the early 1990s was corrupt. And I'm quite sure that there has been a great deal of criminal activity. The fact of the matter, however, is that it isn't just Yukos that has been guilty of this. And it is interesting that the only oligarchs against whom the Putin administration has moved has been those oligarchs who also have political or media interests.
But if Putin or the Kremlin went after all of the oligarchs who may have been corrupt and may have stolen taxes from the government, wouldn't that further damage the Russian economy?
Yes, I think it certainly would. But if you say the reason why we're doing this is because we believe in law and order and upholding that law, then you've got to have a level playing field and you've got to apply the law to everybody. I think that probably what is prominent in Putin's mind at the moment is that the oligarchs are very unpopular amongst the Russian people. There is an election coming up in December, so any move against the oligarchs plays quite well in the country as a whole.
And how do you think this will affect Russia's larger plan to liberalize the economy?
Well, I think that it certainly gives us pause for thought. There's been quite a lot of fear amongst Westerners recently and Western investors that the real intention of the hard group within the Kremlin is actually to reverse the privatization process, to go back to the privatizations of the early 1990s and redo them, perhaps in order to ensure that they get a share of the goodies for themselves as well.
Margot Light is a professor of international studies at the London School of Economics. Thank you very much.
Okay.